The man who came to symbolize cover-up in the Catholic clergy sex abuse scandal is leaving his post in Rome, and it's not clear where he goes next. WBUR's Deborah Becker reports on reaction to word the Vatican has accepted the resignation of Cardinal Bernard Law.
Cardinal Law is probably the most well-known Catholic official from Boston, known primarily for being forced from his job when the clergy abuse scandal erupted in 2002. Law said then that he was leaving for the good of the Archdiocese.
It is my hope and it's my prayer that my resignation as Archbishop might help the Archdiocese of Boston to experience healing, to experience reconciliation, and to experience unity.
Not too long after Law left Boston, the Vatican named him to lead St. Mary Major Basilica in Rome, a largely ceremonial role presiding over an ornate Vatican church. But Law also served behind the scenes on several powerful Vatican committees. He helped choose new bishops, and he was among those who voted on a papal successor. However, when Law turned 80 years old just this month, he automatically had to relinquish some of those responsibilities, according to John Allen, senior correspondent for the National Catholic Reporter.
For a good stretch of time, Cardinal Law continued to play a fairly influential role behind the scenes in shaping Vatican policy. And it is that behind-the-scenes influence that, to some extent, is now drawing to a close because of his 80th birthday.
Allen says Law's departure should come as no surprise, and he believes there's nothing to be read into the way the Vatican handled it. Rome released a brief statement yesterday only mentioning Law's replacement at St. Mary Major and not Law himself. Many people here in Massachusetts did read into that.
It is subtle but noteworthy that there's no mention made of the fellow being replaced.
Peter Beret chairs the Council of Parishes, the group formed after the abuse scandal to support churches slated to close. Beret says for someone of Law's stature, who still retains his title of cardinal, the Vatican should have said more.
He had a position of power within the Archdiocese of Boston, but also a position of enormous influence, because he was basically the first person that the senior managers of the Roman Catholic Church would look to if there was an issue involving the United States.
Prior to being named Boston's Archbishop in 1984, Law had no connection to Massachusetts except for his education at Harvard. Although that was before Law entered the seminary, there is a widely circulated story about his legendary ambition in the church. Harvard classmates reportedly said that Law's nickname then was His Holiness, because Law made it clear that he wanted to be the first pope from the United States. And early in his career, Law became known for his work on social justice issues as a priest in Mississippi in the 1960s.
People, I think, thought that he would do a lot of good here.
Terry McKiernan is president of the group bishopaccountability.org. He says Law got caught up in power and then covered up for abusive priests.
And now we know from all the documents that have come out that he used that powerful position to keep priests in ministry who were sexually abusing children. And he knowingly did that and then was rewarded for it even after his resignation.
McKiernan and many abuse survivors say that while they're relieved that Law is stepping down from his job at the Vatican, they're still angry he even had it in the first place. Bernie McDade, one of the first survivors to meet directly with the Vatican, compares the recent Penn State scandal to the churches.
So you have 18 boys in Penn State. Everybody's outraged at what happened. 18 boys. How many kids throughout the world are being abused where they pray and nobody's doing anything about it?
The Catholic Church apparently is above the law, and nobody has yet to stand up for survivors.
Since Cardinal Law left Boston, the clergy abuse scandal widened around the world. Thousands of priests have been charged, and here in Massachusetts, more than 200 priests are accused, and the wrangling continues over releasing their names. The Archdiocese has paid out more than $129 million in legal settlements, and about one-third of the churches in Massachusetts have closed since 2002. Peter Beret with the Council of Parishes says that is how Law will be remembered.
No matter how you look at it, Cardinal Law's legacy in Boston is clergy sex abuse. And I think this is a time bomb that continues to tick away for the Catholic Church.
It's unclear what Law will do from here or where he'll do it. Law has not commented, and the Boston Archdiocese deferred all comment to the Vatican. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.